So the event manager just came over and tried to run us out, told us we're soliciting without paying. Well, we're not soliciting. This is freedom of speech. He just said, as he tried to accost us, follow us around, walking around my wife. I told him, leave my wife alone. He said, why should I fear God? The Bible says the beginning of wisdom is to fear God. That's in Proverbs. And Solomon said in Ecclesiastes, this is the duty of man, to fear God and keep his commandments. Jesus said, fear the one that can destroy your body and your soul in hell. So the Bible talks all over about fearing God, revering him, loving him, obeying him. But Americans don't know about that. They're drunk on easy, cheap grace. They're drunk on the so-called love of God. Well, the love of God is real, but it's found in Jesus Christ. And unless you're loving Jesus Christ in spirit and truth and obeying him, you have no hope of eternal life to come. So test yourself, neighbor. Do you have a fear and a reverence and a love for God? Lest you do. You do not know who God is. He is wrath and fire. He's also love, peace, joy, hope, and truth. What a glorious thing we get to do, lifting up Christ. In this dying culture, he is the only way.